second set of questions is, so can I go to the side? So definitely more leaning to go to the side than to walk in front of him. Therefore, if it's possible, just to wait until he finishes the quiz, that's the best thing to do. Or if I do need to get out, I need to go to the bathroom, I need to go wash my hands for breakfast, crying, and whatever it may be, so then you should go to his side.
Let's say you don't need to get out, but most of the guy every day takes a longer smart answer than you.
So then he should dive in the front row. He should.
Really?
What are these guys about?
Should you tell a person?
You could talk to me.
To that extent, or should you just move over?
No. It depends on who the person is. If you think he's going to get upset, then don't get him upset. But if you think he's the person that will listen, you tell him, look, I have no problems with you down there, a little short answer, right? Just, you hold up people in the front, and people get a little annoyed.
Go down,
so,
go down at the beam.
So maybe, no. In the front row, why? Beam also gets in the way of people.
A lot of times to avoid this. Right. Like Steve's or something, I dive in front of the beam ups, in front of the arrow.
There's also pretty good.
I avoid
there?
All issues, I can
right. leave. So that's the other choice. That's another choice, but you could avoid it, right? Which is a claw of life.
But
if you could avoid a...
Also, how do we deal with the entire back row? Anybody who leaves the shul, anybody who finishes davening, if they walk sure. out,
it's
how
not
can
possible.
You leave? If the doors are in the back...
So if there's a shtender there, so there is room to rely on certain places to hold the shtenders there.
I know, but then you know the guy who stands right when you walk in, right in front of the door, with nothing in front of him, so like you can't walk in now?
So there's the famous story of Moshe. The famous story of Moshe that at a convention, everyone took a Shabbos and went down to the Suda. And Rav Moshe was still up in the basement. They came up to see what's with him. So he said, I can't move. There's no avant. There's a wall. There's someone down in Shimon Esri over there. And they have a few stories of Rav Moshe like that. Rav Moshe viewed it like there's a wall over there. Can't move. It's at Shani, that's Rav Moshe. But Shani, they say all the stories of Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that if Ma'ariv is over, and the person is still down in Shimon Esri, the Dav Zayin a bench. And you could just walk.
You know what happened? I was in Bnei Brak, and for a time short, they came to the little leaf, right? But Davin Shachos was the leader. So I was Davin Shachos, and they were doing Kizakura. And this guy in front of me just didn't go backwards. Until I got after, the guy came over, he's like, what are you doing? You want a Davin like that? Go to the front.
How Steve should be closed down, according to this,
right? In English?
No, Steve should be closed down.
So he was going to pick you up, and
he was so
close.
Because nobody can move in the whole Steve's. The whole room is 8x8. I'm saying nobody can move.
A guy hit me.
The Chazan can't move back. Rebbe, the Chazan can't step back.
This is not a bad idea. I'm not in Steve.
Rebbe,
a guy went like this to me in Steve's, and went like this to me.
Keep telling me,
right? So like that, because he was in back of me, I looked back, and I went to the side. And what I got, so then I was standing next to him, and he went like this. He continued dominating. He was in the middle of the street. He just goes like this.
Should walk back in front of him. Should walk back in front of him.
Yeah, signal someone in the middle of the street. Yeah. For tissue.
Javish, please.
If it's disturbing your kavana, your nose is running, you just need a tissue. So then you're right. Then you could. But otherwise, you can. Okay. So that's that. So again, the best thing is either to wait or go to the side. There's a standard there, then there's room to rely on that if needed.
After people take a little bit longer shmonesters, they should probably dive in the front of the base.
Right.
Well, if you come at the end of the dive,
people
will
like pushing chairs backwards because they're going to throw Bob out them and need six armors.
Bob out them.
Why do you see people walk sideways?
Yeah, it's fine. Maybe you can like walk with it.
Is that for like a simple reason you need to walk backwards or like?
So going back, the Misa, it seems like you shouldn't take big steps, shouldn't take small steps. What's mashma halach is that the front of your foot should be by the heel of the other one. But there's not not always enough room to do that.
There's a point. Yeah, I go to the side.
So then you'll see chashuv will take even smaller steps. Not to knock over other people.
Yeah, what about Am Tas?
Yeah, you have a question.
I always have a question when I take my tas by Yomer.
Yeah.
And by Bekeretano. Yeah, so I suddenly touch my body, and suddenly I hit my stomach, right?
So why
so is so what's his name again? Rabbi Lerner, he said that if you forget your learning. So he told me that when you wipe your hand, if you are doing, you have to get every area. What about when I have my phone on my hand? That's question number one. Number two is, do I have to wash both hands or just the hand that touched?
Just the hand that touched.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Get a refund for all the times I wipe it. And if that hand, I have to take up the phone straps to get the whole area, or...
Should.
What's the thing? What's
you wash or just...
You touch your body while you think it's this, right? Uh-huh. You have to,
okay,
have to
wash your hands.
Is this enough?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you another thing that came up this week with the fish and the meat.
Well, he wanted to discuss about your hot cross. He wants to discuss like Starbucks and iced coffee and all these places.
Yeah, what's the story
okay,
with?
Good thing you didn't come.
What's the story? I mean, what's the story with drinking coffee in an Arab store? Can we drink a coffee in an Arab store if he has this milk? You go to a gas station, you want coffee?
No, so plain coffee you probably cook, but the milk you have to ask him to show it to you.
They have Arabic milk here.
Arabic goat.
They don't have class. Okay, so
is there standardization of like milk here, like North America?
Is there
like standard levels of milk?
Yeah, anywhere in the EU they have. That doesn't mean it's like here. In America they don't keep to it over here or something.
They don't keep to it? What's the whole?
That's a good question. I'm just telling you. It's not so push it.
That's so push it.
That the assumption is a correct assumption. So
how does it work?
So Ramesh himself addresses the issue in his tshuva. He starts off the next tshuva, says, even though I know that people are not afraid of the FDA. And they're doing things even though the FDA doesn't allow it. And they're not afraid of the fine, because it's worth paying the fine to play shtick. But he held still, the Torah's, the sugi, he held that it's mutter.
Wow.
I'm just telling you, it's
what is your sugi going to come up this week?
No, I was going to say there was a tumult by Super Saiyan tonight with the fish and the meat.
Mm-hmm.
I said the sign outside the door, which was shown to me, said, wash your hands, wash your mouth, and that's all said, right? And then there was a tumult later on in the day. But kinuach v'adach is all that. So I just want to tell you. The Rama in your day says that we're not noyig to even wash our hands between. It's true, and the Magen Avraham, it's possible the Magen Avraham holds that whole union is not even a gay nowadays. There's no sakana nowadays. The Magen Avraham says, Nishtano ativiyah. Plus, the Mishbru who says to do kinuach v'adach, which means to eat something and drink something in between, doesn't tell us exactly what you need to eat and what you need to drink. Just clean your mouth out. And number four, is also the Shus Yaakov brings down Shem and Mitzvah Le'yidu Davarach. What big mitzvah is there to learn all night and not watch the Super Bowl? So, I didn't make such a big deal on the sign. That's why I didn't make a big deal on the sign. And I kept it simple, because when you keep it simple, then people do it. When you start making ganta drushes, then people just say...
Somebody else was suggesting
I'm just explaining where it came from. It wasn't a mistake.
Right, no, I understand. Just somebody else was suggesting that point of washing your hands and whatever is really the chumrah, but what it has to be done is the eating and drinking. So why don't we have to eat a drink? Maybe not something solid or serious, but why don't we have to eat or drink something?
A Friday night by the Suda. Right? You eat bread in between the fish and the meat.
If I do that, I do just because I wasn't ready to wait for the meat. I just wanted
your father announces everyone eat bread?
Okay.
You stand crunching. Oh, you stand doing because you're hungry. Yeah. I'm talking about a mini. You eat bread in between?
No.
So Kivege brings down drinking a l'chaim in between. That's where it comes from. Drinking a l'chaim in between fish. That's where it comes from. But that's all.
Just an excuse.
I don't even do that in my house.
No, not an excuse because of the halacha.
Are we supposed to do that?
Again, the nothing Shabbos you're supposed to do, I'm just bringing it out.
It's like a Shabbos meal, you have fish and you have a nice course of this.
What?
Nice course of chicken soup.
Is this so thing not
right now?
Is chicken soup is washing out your mouth at the same time as chicken soup?
Fish will swim.
Chicken in the soup, let's say.
The chicken is ham chicken.
Flavored.
It's chicken soup.
Chaps of the soup is not.
Chaps of the soup is chicken soup.
Because
it's called chicken soup. Okay, so what's the next question?
How about you?
What?
You got number 12.
Okay. I don't know if you.
If you finish my answer right when you finish my answer, you were not sure if you did or not.
So that's a real suffering. If 20 minutes later you start thinking, oh, do I remember I said it or not? So then a lot of times that's not a suffering because you don't remember if you said it or not either. But
you didn't read that.
Something's just nerfing, unfortunately. Okay, number 12.
I know I spoke about it, but he just wants to know, like, if the guy's being schlanz about it, so.
Yeah, so Moshe held. And Moshe was very machmir nachmir, even though the guy's being schlanz about it. So the Zalman was known to say the Dav Zayin bench, and he moved the person, picked him up. I know something he did it to. He moved the person. I was trying to ask him. So the person told me he was a shy chesi, he was downing right by the door. So Zalman was ready to leave, and he moved them over. So
Tommy Zalman picked him up?
So again, so we have two gedolim. So I think we have to take the Derech HaMelech, which is that if we don't need to, then why push someone around? Yeah, if you're in a situation, it's time to leave, and you could leave. Figure out. Climb out the window.
I think this is the halacha that nobody keeps with me. Half of Minyanim, the way it's set up is people blocking the whole doors.
Okay, so.
It's just like a chumrah. It doesn't even seem like it's halacha.
The guy's this racking up. Halacha. A person halacha, who stands right by the door.
Like eight of them.
If you're diving, nobody can leave because of him. No, the guy's not the guy's diving too long.
The whole place is being selfish
by standing there.
If you're diving, eventually,
and not anybody can leave.
People will do it.
And you'll see in the all front of the side, no? Everyone's like right by the door.
Yeah, it was the bar spoken.
The whole room is full.
It's starting to fill up from the front part.
What if you're diving in a zoo park on a home? You have to be mocked on that also.
If you have to.
If you're not of a set shul,
yeah.
I heard people say you'd be more makeless. Like it's not a, if it's like it's not in a kavua place.
I hear, but the game.
It's like, what are you gonna do? Each guy's gonna be 8 feet apart. No, but I understand what I'm saying in terms of people stomping on it.
Again, Moshe would be machmir, some Zalman maybe would not.
Remember, so if you have to go, you gotta go to the bathroom, you gotta go blow outside, blow your nose,
What happens if you're like old age home and there's a lot of old people and you're diving and this guy comes with this walker? instead of hitting you. Are you able to walk to the side when he walks past, right?
You're not supposed to, but if it's in, if he's pushing you and he's disturbing your kavanas, then
and you might get knocked over. You'll let him, I guess. I mean, you don't really have a choice at that point.
Right.
Once these guys go, they don't stop.
Don't this is over.
If your email is saying this is a little random,
but you have to start over or not? Well, I have a real question. I've seen many times.
If you're about to save a, if you're diving for the Yomud and someone picks out a save a Torah and your middle is saying, Baruch Shemay, right?
Baruch Shemay, yeah.
And someone brings out a save a Torah, you had the save a Torah and cut off Baruch Shemay. Now you can't make the save a Torah wait.
I always do that.
Do you have
to
make
it 23 seconds.
Can you finish diving for the Yomud?
Yeah, any rapper.
And someone decides, like, oh, he doesn't say Baruch Shemay.
Take the save a Torah, finish Baruch Shemay, then you can say, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? As a matter of fact, I want to tell you something.
Can we make him a chaser and talk about that?
No, so I want to tell you something.
Wait at least 3 minutes.
No. Take a look at the Zohar, and you look at Rav Moshe and Tshuva. Moshe says you should only say Baruch Shemay when the Sefer is out of the Aron HaKodesh.
What?
Yeah, that's
it. Everybody keeps in the
middle. What? Listen, listen, listen.
Really?
Listen for a second. Listen. You're not going to get anywhere like... the Zohar and the Shmurah says Mefurish, they should say when it's in the Aron HaKodesh.
Who says this?
The Mishmur. So that's why the Ilum is not like the Mishmur when it's in. But that which he took it out of the Aron, it's not Chassar, at least you'll be Mekayim the Zohar and Ramay Shemaitz.
Wow.
So it's Nishkepelech.
They should stand there with it.
Yeah, you don't have to make a macha.
Hey, Moshe Menasri.
Yeah.
Do you have to say Berchus Kanim with them like a main?
No, Moshe Menu. It says there were pays and samachs. I have Sigmund said this. Parshal Vasha, you're Leanne Hargish.
Parshal.
Yeah, good.
Wait, in case you were off at this
point. What was that thing?
Wait, I want to say a question.
Yeah, go.
Berchus Kanim, if I'm both some shalom, I have to say with them, I have to say a main? In Moshe Menasri?
If you're what?
The Moshe Menasri, right? I'm up to Sim Shalom, and they're up to Berchus Kanim.
So if you didn't start Sim Shalom yet, you actually could stop and answer Amen to the Berchus HaKoyanim. Not the first bracha that they say, Asher Kishanu, but the Berchus HaKoyanim. If you started Sim Shalom already, or you're holding somewhere else in Moshe Menasri, right? Then you can stop and just listen to the Koyanim. That's it.
Only if you're holding by, let's say, another thing.
My thing first.
Mine wins.
You have a you come like the davening. Someone comes like davening chatzis shalom, and especially when I say late. And what happens is you're davening Shabbos, and then they get the kedusha, and then you're thinking, you know, after they finish kedusha, you automatically walk away. You somebody wants to or walks away.
So first of all, while they're singing, you can go further in your
shabbos. Oh yeah. If you walk away,
that's a life hack.
Rebbe, down.
While they're singing, right, what parts of it?
While they're singing, you just have to hear Kadosh, Baruch.
I never asked one of these questions, Kevin.
Wait, tell me, you walk away from your spot. Afterwards, now what you do? You go back to the spot.
No, continue wasting.
Like if you're also a member in the back of your.
Just continue over there.
Yeah?
Hey, wait. Why is someone. Why do we go like this by Zer Satara?
Oh my gosh, I won't have 10 minutes.
It's just to beat the letters.
Remy, if they're a pinky, I'm going to be very smart.
I have a bigger finger.
You should all take a pointer. You should all take a pointer.
Because he says Rabina screams at people who do that.
Yeah, Remy, wait.
I have a car for it.
Yeah?
Where is it?
Yes, yeah. We win.
Oh, I'm going to shove it in Rabina's face.
Who's Rabina?
No, I...
That was on the corner.
A legitimate Makar?
I remember I found the Makar when I was doing Hulk Squeeze the Tire. I found the Makar too. I know I have it in my notes.
But it's a legitimate guy that says Mita Pinky?
Remember the car is that when you drink your coffee?
Mita Pinky!
Rabin is not going to go for it. Because he's a straight shooter with.
No, Makar.
It's back. I don't remember what it is. I don't remember what it is, but I remember there's Makar.
Feeling Pinchas?
Okay, fine.
So remember.
Is it the same thing? Abby, it's also by Abdullah we do this. It's also the same thing as this. Abby, what's this, Abdullah?
Why are you looking
at it? Okay, so that's the big Makar is how you hold hands.
Either like a woman.
The funniest thing,
either like a woman or like a man.
Yes, no, the idea is to see the difference between your nails and your skin, right?
That's Abdullah.
Right, he's by Abdullah now.
Oh, yeah, that's listen,
why people never hear anything.
I read a Mishnah. People, you're supposed. No shaykh is putting it going on light. You're supposed to use a light to see the difference between your nails and
but
your skin.
You can't
see
anyways. The
problem
like
is the light over there, you're like this.
You don't need
it. As
long as you're not the art of the menhagim have to hold your
finger. So you're not yaitza, Rabbi?
You're not yaitza. But the different menhagim have to hold your fingers.
Right, Mishais, there's a, it just says like this, or it says like this, it's outstretched.
Can we get something?
Into your palms.
It
says curled into your palms, or it says outstretched.
Maybe, I don't understand what Abdullah is. You said guys don't like care about like different halacha, but also when it comes to Abdullah, they have to do all the stuff, the hands, and the basamim.
That's money, fight. That's money.
And they put the cream cheese all over their body, and never like
cream cheese?
Smell the candle, they do everything. How come like Abdullah like, it's so like the Shmanesri thing, nobody ever does.
Why well, start the whistle on the right foot?
Rebbe, he doesn't have to play with school. Can
we just take three? I want this vote rabbi 30 times this year. Tell me how old school is.
What's that game? Wait, so there is a Makar for the pinky?
Yeah, it reminds me of
that. We gotta find that out.
There's a Makar for school. Is.
We'll cover the pinky.
Let's go, let's go.
Another question.
So
oh
call me in here for now. When I get home, call me. I'll look it up.
The car?
Oh yeah.
For the I thought you were talking about the question I was going to ask you about that one.
No, I'm calling. Times
yeah. Make your mind.
10:50. I'm calling.
Okay.
I need to record this.
I could be the only one who completely doesn't know this, but for whatever reason, I don't know why. I don't know this. In Kedusha, there's four times where the Chazan talks, right?
Right.
Kadosh, Baruch Shem. Before that, on Shabbos. Shema Yisrael.
Yeah.
The first one you do three bounces. The second one you do two. Yimloch you do one. What the heck do you do for the Shema?
Downward.
I'm sorry, do you guys each do one less
you
for
sing,
each one?
You sing.
I do one for every single one.
I don't do anything.
I just do the first one.
And one for Yimloch.
I bounce from last
time. I don't know what to do.
I think it's to wake you up. I never do three.
Nothing?
No, but Shema is, as far as I know, yeah.
No, by Kedusha. No, Kedusha. 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 Yeah. Sim
bounce everywhere.
Sim, you do a nice cannonball.
By Shema Yisrael, so maybe do nothing?
Is there a real thing of 3-2-1 over there?
By both.
I did 3-2-1. Three Kadosh, Brach Kivot 2, and then Yimloch 1.
So Ruskali's like, what's the
other one? I thought it was like, it's like 3-2-1. They're like Mario Kart. I don't know, go.
Then you can walk away
and go.
Singing the Chadaydi is no Makar for. It's a small Makar.
The Chadaydi?
It's not such a Makar. His dad has heard before. He says it's not. He says he's supposed to
read. Well, first of all, Chadaydi is relatively a new invention. Right?
He says, where did it come from to change tunes?
Oh, I have Makar for that. I spoke it at one Friday night.
He had no Makar for. He's never heard of it.
2 years ago, I spoke it at. Obalanda Yid came over to me afterwards and he told me that by them it's documented the minig to change the niggin at a different point.
Okay.
I spoke about the our minig because if you follow through, if I remember correctly, and I brought down, I was saying it over from Makaris. I mean, again, you're not going to find it earlier Makar, but Shlomo Alkovitz lives the relatively.
500 years ago.
Okay, it's a long time for us, but I'm saying Klai Yisrael existed for a little more than that, but. So I brought that in Makar to it. I have to find in my notes. I think it was by Pashas, by Peretz and Pashas over there. But Akoban, there is. And then he came and he told me about them. They have Minhagim, specific Minhagim. And he told me their Minhagim. He showed me in his. He was very into to Minhagim. Okay, you get that net. There's no early minig from 600 years ago. Yeah,
the whole thing.
What's the Makar?
Yeah. Hey, what's the Makar?
I don't remember offhand the names, but I think the idea was that if you follow through, we talk about it in the Chodai, that we speak about Yerushalayim, the Chorban of Yerushalayim, and then at the end we talk about the Gula. That's what the, and you'll see it, the switching point is something like that.
Someone told him this Makari that he didn't like it. He said it's not a real
Makari. Yeah,
okay. It's not a real Makari.
No, he said that. It's one guy.
It's a guy or a rock?
Chashev Tamar. Let
me get to him.
Right, 65 years old, and he's 65 now.
Also, what about Chris and Torah? When you get an Aliyah and you're saying that it's Torah, do you have to read along with it, even though you can't read along?
So you hear this question?
What? Wait, so I mean, Lamaisa Kadosh Kadosh, I should do 3-1-1? Okay, fine.
like a number.
Or just do, can you do 2 for me? Can you do 2 for me?
So the question was that Kriya Satara.
Where's Ewan? Did Ewan hear that? Where's Ewan?
So the question is that if Kriya Satara, do you have to read along with the Bakari? So the answer
especially
is
nowadays where you can't, I'm saying we're not like Bakiyam and
okay. Save Ataras. So the answer is that really one should read along. However,
the guy getting an Aliyah,
because you're making the brachas on the kriya, so you should be doing the kriya. The mishmur even brings down the sharetin. It could be you should say louder than the balkari, or they call not loud, but
must be the social guy
that people can hear. So, but the ma'aser, there are shittas that hold that you don't have to read along, and therefore, in any case where the balkari is reading too quickly, or you can't read along with him, you can be semach on those shittas, and you do not.
And also, what's the din regarding Sefer Torah? Like, when do you have to lift it? When do you have to?
See, only as far as I know,
the times you close it, the times you open it, the times you lift it.
I think that's a mitzvah. You're talking about the people who
smash it. They have like a padding.
As far as I know, only at the bracha afterwards, they say bracha no Hashem, they say not Torah. Then you lift it by Hashem,
and it should be open the whole time or closed.
So they're different minhagim. There are those that hold dafka should be closed, so it doesn't look like the bracha. But there are those old outstairs of the Tzibur, it should not be open, and you should look to the side or close your eyes. the general thing by a lot of Ashkenazim is to leave it open and close your eyes or look to the side. But you'll see, Sfaradim or even Chassidim, a lot of them are knowing to close the Sefer Torah and then reopen it again. Because first, you have to know where they're reading from. Because you're making a bracha, just like making a bracha on a fruit, you have to have the fruit in your hand. So yeah, the bakar has to show you where they're eating from. Then you make the bracha. Either you close it or you look to the side. And then you read along with bakar if it's possible to. And then in the brachas at the end, but say, Barachatah Hashem, nice center, you lift it by Hashem. And also during the Aliyah, so when you're making the bracha at the beginning, you hold both handles with your two hands. Then when they open it up, you just hold it with your right hand, the one next to you.
How do you do it? You stand up.
The idea is
you turn around like seven times.
Listen. The idea is that everyone in the show should see it. That's all. I don't care how you do it.
No, it's not which way you turn.
I remember the whole thing with closing is that we discussed it a while ago. The whole thing with closing is that so it shouldn't look like you're reading it from the Sefer Torah. So that's why if you look up like the Rosh Yeshiva does,
that's
you don't have to close it.
That's right.
So to look up and close it, that's just like.
No, to close,
but to close it and to look away, that's not needed.
Right.
Also, the psychic.
What's the Kaveh, Rabbi?
I don't know where that Makar is.
I'm going to look it up.
So the question the Paiskim is if saying the Pitim Gedolah is as if you're bringing a mamash or not, which is in general a big discussion when you say Karbonis, is it you're actually bringing it or it's Kehila you're bringing it?
A lot of guys told me that they don't say it because they don't want to die.
So
I tell them I'm still alive.
Tell them that there are. Tell them that there are many sheets that hold.
You don't want
to die. That the Mechaber held it and the others held that. That even if you skip the word, it's not wrong. The Nezbuda gives the Eitzah. Someone gives the Eitzah.
You should
cut through your finger.
You say what?
So someone else writes back and says, But was that going to help if you end up with 9?
Say what?
I don't even know what I missed.
So I said we should say it every day?
Wait, Remy, so if you should say it.
If you could say it, then
say it. I mean, the caveat of Hashem. I should say it? Even, I should
be scared to talk.
Why not say it? It's a good
creature.
Is it also true that Gula is the biggest star?
Not saying.
How come? No. The mistake is if it's Hagbo Gula.
Okay, so why aren't like
so in the chassidish but the midrashim? I think they give Shabbos mincha the hagba to the rebbes.
Yeah, I was just in a shul.
They once had a gabbai in shul gave me hagba. He decided he's giving me hagba, and it created a whole tumult. The guys were so upset that you give the rav hagba. What type of thing is this?
It's not.
And he was like, "What do you mean, it's the chashvini?"
What do we say?
Leo looks the greatest.
Isn't it chashev, Rabbi?
That's somebody's rabbi.
Is it any less chashev than an Aliyah?
It became like a child thing.
It says kilu, you know,
so why is it $150?
People are a bunch of retards. So why shlishi does go? Why shlishi go $1,000? They call your name.
The money maker. Why the man?
Why the man?
Why the